This is Will Houck with KNBC, and I'm talking with Jade Jackson. Jade, thanks for chatting with me today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
All right. So for listeners who may not be familiar with your music, can you tell us a little about yourself and your sound?
Yeah, so I grew up in a really small town and in the central coast of California. And, you know, as a teenager, you know, a 12, 13-year-old kid, there was pretty much nothing else to do. My family raised us without internet or television or anything like that. So I was pretty bored, and I ended up picking up the guitar and falling in love with songwriting, and it's pretty much been an addiction ever since.
So what are some of the musical influences you have?
The main musical influence is, I'm going to say, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash. I grew up on a lot of old country, also some Bruce Springsteen, also some, you know, like the Smiths, Mazzy Star, Echo and the Bunnymen, kind of a mixture of like cow punk, and old country that really influenced my songwriting.
So your second album is called Wilderness. It's coming out pretty soon on Anti Records. Can you tell us a little bit about the record and the songs you wrote for it?
Yeah, so, I mean, my band and I are really excited for the album to come out. It's been recorded for over a year now, so coming down to, you know, a couple weeks before it's released has been really exciting. This album is, it's different from my debut album in that I was a lot more vulnerable and honest with my songwriting. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for most of my career, I would put myself in other people's shoes and write about what I imagined their stories were. But for this record, I was inspired to speak more about some personal experiences and things that I was actually feeling.
Yeah, well, you know, the first song, the first single I've been playing on my show, Bottle It Up, it's a great tune, and it's kind of about love and breakups and whatnot. Is that one of those the songs off the album that comes from personal experience?
You know, that's actually more of one of the more optimistic songs on the album. That one kind of came to me quickly. I was on a run, and I don't know if you run, but like, I'm not a runner, so like it takes me about 5 or 6 miles to just get into that like meditative state where I'm not thinking about running or anything else. And at about that time is when the song sort of just came into my mind, and I started singing the words, you know, which distracted me from the run, which was difficult. And by the time I got home, I had written it, and I sang it a cappella for my parents, and they liked it. So I put it on guitar and showed it to my band.
Life goes faster. I'd rather be brave than what you're at.
Songs normally come to you with words or melody or kind of a blend of the two. How does that generally work for you?
It's always different. I've written a lot since I started. It's really been like my one and only like addiction and focus, and it can really happen at any time. I know like Johnny Cash had like a desk where like he'd go and he'd you know create his songs and he'd work on his craft, and like a lot of artists will have recipes on how they write, but for me, it's always been different, and it's more of a compulsive thing that just, you know, seems to flood my mind, and I put it on the paper. I'll tell you, though, for the next record, I've been lately more inspired to put a little bit more time into my songwriting, because as of now, I've just kind of written, and then as soon as I was done, like, they were done, and now I am more inspired to work on them and really get them to where I feel they're the best that they can be.
Cool. Cool. So the new album is called Wilderness, and I was reading a little bit about where the name came from. I was wondering if you could tell us about that album title and where it came from.
Yeah, so I was looking at the titles of the songs, and my mind and my eyes kind of just like landed on the word wilderness, and it's one of those words that I really love. I just love how it sounds, how it looks, how it makes me feel. And I thought that would be a strong name, and reflecting back on the album process and, you know, just being in the music business, you know, like I've played for the last 14 years, but I've only been in the business for about 5 years, you know, like since I've been signed and stuff, and there's so much unknown, and with all the touring and stuff that we've been doing lately, you don't really know where you're going to be or what's going to happen or if people are going to connect with you. And it sometimes feels like you're wandering through the darkness and you don't know what's going to be waiting on the other side. And it's, you know, I think I was trying to encourage myself and others to just keep moving forward and trust the process.
Awesome. I like that. Well, speaking of changes and whatnot, you have some new members in your band, new guitar player, new bass player. How did those guys come about getting in the band?
So when I first when I first started working with Mike Neff, he produced my last album and this album as well. He encouraged me to get a band together, and so at that time, I got the band together. And if you would have asked me even a year ago, I would have told you they're going to be my band for the rest of my career. I would have never fired them. I would have never thought that they wouldn't be a part of this. But I've also learned that you can't control other people, and touring and the business isn't for everyone. And my guitar player left first, but it was a heartbreak. It was really difficult for me. And we were supposed to do auditions, but in the back of my mind, I just kept thinking about Julian. I knew he was really talented, and I also knew he like had a job at the time, so I didn't want to have him, you know, jump in a van with us and like lose any opportunities he currently had. But I offered. You know, the opportunity to him before auditions, and he was open to it, and he joined. And, you know, my former guitar player leaving turned out to be one of the biggest blessings in disguise, because I feel like I can connect with Julian musically a lot more than I have been able to with any other guitarist that I played with. So recently, when my bass player quit, although it was, you know, equally as painful, I felt stronger in that there would be something else that could possibly be even better for us as a band. And my drummer Tyler had known this guy Devin. They met in fourth grade, and they did like jazz band together in elementary school, and he happened to be interested, and he joined the band, and so that's the group I'm in now. And I feel like it's never been better, and I would have never known how great it could have been if I hadn't gone through the pain of the first two members leaving.
And if people want to find out more about you and your music, how can they find you online?
Well, there's a few ways. You can type in jadejackson.com, and you know, it's a website. You can search around, check out the bio, check out our tour date. We also have social platforms like Instagram and Facebook, and I am most I guess you would say like Instagram is where I have the biggest voice, where I'm actually like posting stories and things like that. So that's a good way to like connect and see what's going on. When we're on tour, I'll post stories and things like that.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's all the questions I had for you.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck out there, and I'm looking forward. I'm going to be at that show next week in Reno. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to meet you, and thank you for your time.